commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
In the musical Guys and Dolls, Big Julie brags that he's an innocent man. 47 arrests, zero convictions, he says. We have some Big Julies here in Wisconsin. They are people who've been in trouble with the law, although sometimes there isn't enough evidence to convict at trial. There's a proposal that would limit access to online court records in Wisconsin, cases where charges are dropped or where a defendant is found innocent. Those items would be removed from the online database. The argument in favor of shielding these records is that a charge, of which you are eventually found not guilty, could still be searchable and could be used against you forever, each time you apply for a job or try to rent an apartment or apply for credit. The records themselves are public. Nothing will change that. You can see them all if you go down to your county courthouse in person. But in practice, people search online through the state's CCAP website. And if some records are no longer on CCAP, in reality, they might as well not exist. A fundamental question here is who deserves the benefit of the doubt in seeing and using this data? A landlord or the would-be renters who've had a lot of run-ins with the law? Or to bring it closer to home, the sketchy boyfriend? Or your sweet and innocent daughter? Suppose you're the decision maker, the lender, the landlord, the concerned father, and the man you look up on CCAP has the following record: an OWI from 5 years ago, and a disorderly conduct charge that was plea bargained down to a misdemeanor with a suspended sentence. Is that a true picture of this person? Now, suppose the disorderly conduct charge actually stemmed from a domestic violence incident. He was initially charged with assault for beating his wife. Well, under the new rules, the more serious felony charge wouldn't show up in the online court records if it was plea bargained away. He could explain the official record as defending his buddy in a barroom shoving match. You wouldn't know the difference. Should the advantage of getting to hide the true circumstances go to the bad actor, or go to the people who need the information to make a good choice? Several times a year, I get phone calls at the radio station from people who've been arrested or charged. They'd like us to remove news stories about their crimes from our website. They complain that someone Google searches them and the story comes up. Some of the calls include information that the charges were dropped or that they were acquitted at trial. So what? The news stories won't be taken down. We reported factually that so-and-so was charged with assault last July. We would also report factually that later in the year, that same person was found not guilty. Both are accurate news accounts. Someone who calls our newsroom asking for that kind of favor is really trying to sanitize the truth. I once hired someone, a man in his 20s, who made a tremendous mistake as a teenager. He was involved in a vandalism case that caused tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage, and he was tried as an adult. There was a record, and it could not be hidden. He explained to me what happened, and explained that he was much younger then, and immature, and hasn't been in trouble since. He invited me to call his parole officer, and I did. I decided to hire him anyway. He worked for a few years, and when he was no longer on probation, moved away for a better full-time job, and I gave him a positive review. In Wisconsin, the law says I wouldn't be allowed to use that conviction as a hiring factor if it didn't directly pertain to the job. That's already an unreasonable burden and risk on an employer. Under the new rules, there are more things we wouldn't even know. And that's the wrong message. The right way to handle these cases is for people to man up, explain themselves, and own up to their own pasts. They should know that some people are understanding and forgiving, and others are not. But everyone has a right to know about it.